My brothers and sisters in Christ, it's great to have a new deacon. Good to have you, Christian, with us, and also our seminarians as well. They look holy up there in the sanctuary. Thank you, guys. And as you can see, these guys are moving along, so we need new seminarians as well. So wherever they may be sure that you're asking our young men to continue to follow God and His call. God fulfills His promises. In the book of the prophet Malachi, we heard today that God said, "Lo, I will send you Elijah the prophet," and He sent us Father Eli Josh to be our rector. That was lame, but He fulfills His promises. God promises to take care of us, and He always does. He always fulfills His promises, and we can see that there's great rejoicing. All of the people in the time of John the Baptist were rejoicing at his birth. They knew God was fulfilling His promises. They knew that something was going on. They were all amazed at the birth of this child who's born of elderly parents. God is doing something. He's fulfilling His promises. And so as we're right on the cusp of celebrating Christmas, how important it is for us not to be just simply weighed down with the difficulties that come into us in our lives, but to be confident that God really comes and that He really fulfills His promises. He does what He says He's going to do, and we are not crazy for following Him. Be confident when we pray. Be confident. The psalm is really important for us. Lift up your heads and see your redemption is near at hand. Following Christ, knowing that He is near, is part of the essence of what it means to be a Christian. Jesus is here with us in this Holy Eucharist, not a symbol of Him, not a sign, Him, Jesus. He comes to us. Let's prepare our hearts to receive Him in this Holy Eucharist.